Well, there's been no let up in the Saudi war in Yemen. Saudi warplanes continue to pound that impoverished nation, causing more casualties and destruction. Saudi bombers have conducted several airstrikes on Yemen's Sadr province in their latest attacks. Warplanes also bombed Ma'rib province multiple times. Meanwhile, the death toll from pounding residential neighborhoods in Taiz has risen to 30 people, many of them women and children. Riyadh has been bombing Yemen since March the 26th. Daily airstrikes have taken the lives of at least 5,000 people, mostly civilians. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Professor Saif Dana, who is a professor at the University of Wisconsin, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Chicago. Now, Professor Dana, the question always remains that in this continuing war on Yemen, the Saudis have not yet achieved their goals, so why continue down this path?
Well, it is really important to say first that the scenes coming from Taiz are very telling. While ISIS and Al-Qaeda were killing people on the ground, the Saudi Air Force and the coalition Air Force were shelling the same area in Taiz at the same time, shelling the same neighborhoods, and they also shelled the presidential palace and killed entire families. So while ISIL and the Al-Qaeda are working on the ground, the Saudi coalition is actually bombing and shelling from the air. So there seems to be some sort of coordination between this. So this is really important. And just yesterday, we listened to the briefing of the UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, about the conditions in Yemen. And what he essentially said that the situation in Yemen is incomprehensible. But the most significant thing, I mean, the suffering is incomprehensible in Yemen. But the most significant thing that he said was regarding the Saudi shelling and bombing of the Hudaydah seaport. And he clearly said this is a violation of the international law. And that was said before the UN Security Council. So the UN Security Council is under obligation to act against the Saudi violation of the international law at this point. But what is happening on the other side, and that's coming back to your question, essentially is that when the Saudis thought they are actually winning in the south, and that they are going to be able to press their political demands, They are faced now by the rivalry between the different groups in southern Yemen that they were supporting. So at this point in Yemen, we have Al-Qaeda, on southern Yemen, I mean, where the areas they claim they liberated. We have Al-Qaeda, we have ISIL, we have Ansar al-Sharia, who are a very strong group who is supporting ISIL. We have the Muslim Brotherhood movement, Islah, and we have the former president fell to them. They have been fighting. So all the Saudis' efforts have been lost, essentially. And what we're seeing is now in southern Yemen is a situation that will be under no control from the Saudis. Basically, we will see those same forces in southern Yemen who were supporting the Saudi invasion and Saudi aggression are fighting amongst themselves now. So the Saudis will never be able to press their political demands on any side. Additional thing that the UN envoy, Sheikh Ismail, essentially reached some sort of agreement with many Yemeni forces. And the reason why this agreement was not actually taken forward is simple because the Saudis have been pressing against any agreement between the Yemeni forces. What they really want to do is to maintain hegemony and control over Yemen, and they want to bring the people of Yemen to submission. And that explains actually the violent and indiscriminate bombing of civilian neighborhoods in Yemen. All what people have to see is just
Professor Dana, I do apologize for interrupting you. Unfortunately, time has gotten the best of us. But of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us and for your analysis. That was Professor Saif Dana, who is speaking to us live from Chicago.